Welcome to the Joy of Cruising podcast with your host, award-winning author, Paul C. Thornton, a weekly conversation with the amazing cruisers featured in the Joy of Cruising trilogy, comprised of The Joy of Cruising, Cruising Interrupted, and new release, The Joy of Cruising Again. Each book is a compilation of features about cruisers and cruise and travel personalities from around the world. It's the next best thing to cruising, hearing about cruising from the unique and diverse perspectives of Paul's amazing guests.
Hello, passionate cruisers. This is Paul, and I am delighted to welcome back this week on the Joy of Cruising podcast, Ben and David of the massively successful Cruise with Ben and David. Their 248,000 followers on YouTube puts Cruise with Ben and David as one of the top cruise channels in the world. Along with Cruise Mommy, Cruise with Ben and David are the only two-time winners of the UK Wave Awards in the Cruise Influencer category. Among cruise content creators, influencers, they just may be the most influential cruise brand in the world. As an example, just weeks ago, Cruise with Ben and David dominated cruise news and the cruise vlogosphere regarding an interaction they had with a major cruise line. Surprisingly, however, that's not why I invited them back on. Well, before that incident, I was browsing their channel and was shocked to find that Ben and David went back to MSC Cruise Line on MSC World Europa after a falling out they had with MSC several years ago, which we discussed when they were last on the Joy of Cruising podcast. This first of what was to be several MSC World Europa videos was quite positive, so I reached out to them to come back on to discuss their return to MSC and their seeming change of mind, as well as get their reflections on Icon of the Seas, which they cruised recently, and just catch up on what they've been up to. Shortly after Ben and David agreed to come back on the podcast, cruise news blew up. Part of the reason for Ben and David's influence is their credibility with the people who watch their channel. They pay for all their cruises, which enables them to provide their unfiltered and very candid reflections and opinions about the broad diversity of cruises they take. If a ship is among the world's top ships, Ben and David have likely sailed on it. They pepper their videos with hilarious interchange between the two, and they feature highly polished video and production quality. Cruise with Ben and David has been featured in some of the top publications and news outlets globally, such as the Washington Post, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, USA Today, and the Mail on Sunday, and they have made a memorable appearance on the BBC's The One Show. Welcome, Ben and David, to the Joy of Cruising podcast.
Well, thank you so much for having us back, Paul.
Yeah, thanks for having us. It's nice to be back.
So how are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're great. It's been a busy year so far cruising, but we're all good.
Yeah, it's great. And like Ben said, this year's just flown past already.
Well, I know that you have been busy on the waters, and so I want to hear all about it. But before we discuss what's been up with Cruise with Ben and David, tell our listeners who might have missed the first show, tell our listeners about yourselves, where you eat from, where do you live, professional background. I did mention in the introduction the high quality of your productions, so I'm sure people want to know a little bit about your background. Anything you would like to share?
Yeah, so we're Cruise with Ben and David. I'm Ben, and we've been doing this for about 6 years now, making YouTube videos about cruise, and yeah, it all started by accident. So we just started doing videos one after the other, and it sort of became a thing with our channel. And now we've cruised over 100 times on most of the cruise lines, and we sort of produce honest and entertaining videos on YouTube.
Yeah, and thank you as well for saying about the quality, because that's another thing that we always try to do as well, is just show off the ships in the best light and the best way possible.
Yeah, and we have a background in television production, radio production, and design as well. So I was a camera operator after I left university and an editor. So this is like going back to my roots in a way. So it's nice to do this with something that we love to do. So cruising and making videos is our thing. So it's great.
Well, as I mentioned, it shows. So many things to catch up on. Let's first chat about what prompted me to reach out again. Your return to MSC. How'd you decide to give them another shot?
Yeah, so we returned to MSC after our bit of a disaster cruise 3 years ago. So it was our first cruise back after the pandemic. I think it was it 2021? And yeah, we got told off a few times for filming, even though we were invited by MSC and we were working with the BBC, a television company here in the UK, for a program that they were producing. But we got stopped from filming a few times, and some of the crew were really, it was a horrible situation. So we kind of put off going back to MSC again for a few years. So 3 years later, we decided to go back on their new cruise ship, the World Europa, to make some videos, this time covering the Yacht Club as well.
Yeah, and what really prompted us was hearing from viewers and friends that the Yacht Club experience was completely different. We've never actually experienced cruising in the Yacht Club, so we wanted to see what it was like and bring that to our viewers. And that was really the big drive, was the feedback from people who watch our channel.
Yeah, and a lot of people were saying that the product MSC had got a lot better over the last few years as well. So we just wanted to see what had changed. So we headed back on the ship. We had a great first few days and we produced our first video all about the World Europa. And overall, it was quite positive, really. There were still a few problems, as problems with most cruise ships, and we just tried to be as honest as possible. So I think we put out a fairly positive video that kind of represented our time on the World Europa. She was a lovely ship, and we enjoyed loads of different aspects of her, especially the value for money, because MSC are just so much cheaper than a lot of other cruise lines at the moment who are very expensive. So we kind of really wanted to go back and see if it was value for money. And at first, we still do think it was a value for money.
Well, I want to talk about that first video because that's the one that kind of blew my mind. I said, oh, I've been meaning to reach out to you guys. But that prompted me, moved me to reach out to you right away. And so talk a little bit about that first video, which, as I said in the introduction, was largely positive.
Yeah, so we had a really good cruise overall, and we kind of break down our videos into a few different sections, sort of to give a score of different things on board, like the entertainment and food and the crew. And overall, we had a great time. The food wasn't too bad. It was okay. The service that we had on board was fantastic. All of the crew were really, really lovely. And we have to say we were really impressed with the ship as well. I mean, the MSC ships in general, the ones we've been on, most of the new ones, are just really beautiful ships. They're very well laid out, very easy to get about, and they look pretty spectacular as well. They look quite glitzy and glamoury, don't they?
Yeah, we've never ever actually been disappointed with the actual ships on MSC. They're always spotlessly clean, lots of activities for families and things like that. So the actual ships themselves are great. And we actually were surprised with the food. Wasn't the best, but it certainly wasn't the worst food we've had. And I think we commented on our video that we feel maybe it's on par with other cruise lines, of the big cruise lines, really. Whether that's MSC's got better or the other cruise lines had got worse. But overall, we had a great time.
Yeah, we were having a really good time. Everything was going perfectly up until the third day, which we'll talk about in a second, up to the next episode that we made. But yeah, we just spent most of our time in the sort of main public areas of the ship, so the main bars and restaurants. And it was great. We were having a really lovely time. We were pleasantly surprised with how good it had got compared to the last time we were on board.
I know that you said when you went on MSC several years ago, I think it was a Virtuoso. I went on MSC for the first time, went with my family for Christmas. We went on the Meraviglia, which is the sister of Virtuoso. So since I'm familiar with that class, contrast World Europa with Virtuoso and Meraviglia.
Yeah, so World Europa compared to the smaller ships like the Meraviglia and the Virtuoso, very similar. She looks very, very similar. She's just a lot bigger, really. And she really reminded us of the Oasis class ships from Royal Caribbean. She has a similar layout with the Royal Promenade area. It's called the World Galleria on that ship. So it's a little space with lots of restaurants, bars and things like that. It's sort of the main hub of the ship. Then at the back of the ship, you've got a very similar area to the boardwalk on Royal Caribbean ships. But she felt a little bit more grown up and a little bit more adult orientated. She was quite classy. But yes, in terms of decoration and things, she looks very, very similar. She has quite a lot of the same venues.
Yeah, she's almost like you can tell that she's the next step in the evolution of the Meraviglia class ships. So we actually did feel like we already knew our way around the ship quite a bit, actually, because it was very similar, just a lot bigger.
You know, after I saw the first video, I was, you know, kind of pleasantly surprised. And I had already, you had already agreed to come back on the podcast. So I started putting together the, you know, discussion points for the podcast. And then the next thing I know, the cruise ended for you prematurely. You want to say anything about what transpired after that first video?
Yeah, so things went downhill really quickly, unfortunately. We just started our second video, which was focusing on the yacht club. We'd been in the yacht club just a few minutes filming, and we just kept getting stopped by crew, sort of asking for details about what we were doing and what YouTube channel we had. I was filming upstairs in the yacht club restaurant, which had no passengers in at all. It was completely empty. Then I went upstairs to the outdoor decks, and the same, there was nobody in front of the camera at all. And we just had a few crew members kind of abruptly put a stop to us filming. We saw a guy waving his hands in the distance, and he came over quite aggressively and was like, "You need to stop filming. You're not allowed to film." And we were like, oh, okay. We sort of asked a few questions. We said, "Oh, are we okay moving to a smaller camera? Can I film on my iPhone, for example, just because it looks more like something that all the other people on board are filming with?" And he was like, "No, you can't." And I was like, "So I can't take a photo of my husband on my iPhone?" And he was like, "No, you can't." So we were kind of gobsmacked, really, because obviously we'd seen lots and lots of other videos from a lot of other creators, YouTubers who had been invited on board by MSC, and lots who hadn't been invited on MSC. And just one thing we wanted to sort of clarify is why we don't contact cruise lines usually, because if we do contact a cruise line in advance, not so much to ask for permission, because we've never had a problem before, we kind of will be treated differently. So if we advise the cruise line that we're going to be on their cruise, we always see that we get the VIP treatment. So they will go out of their way to make sure everything's perfect. So we don't get the same treatment as what a normal regular cruiser would do, which is a little bit unfortunate. So we'll get special treatment, gifts in our room, all of the best times at dining, the best tables with dining. So we want to make this as honest as possible and as clear as possible. So that's the main reason we don't contact cruise lines in advance. But over 100 cruises, we'd never ever had anything like this. We were willing to sort of come back, and or we can come back at a quieter time even though it was quiet. But we ended up just going back to our room, didn't we?
Yeah, and we didn't really argue about it much further than that. And because we were on board, we just decided to disembark because we were in Rome and come home after that. But since then, since we put the video, it all kind of blew up, really, with us talking about our experience. But we have had progress since then as well, because we have been in contact with MSC.
Yeah, so we've been in... Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Let me just make it clear for the listeners. When Ben and David got off the ship, they were less than halfway towards the completion of the cruise, correct?
Yeah, so we got off after 3.5 days from the cruise. Again, before we got off, we tried talking to the concierge desk. So I called them to say, "Oh, we want to get off. How do we get off?" And sort of clarify the filming regulations. And again, they wouldn't even let us film on our iPhone. I explicitly asked again, "Can I film on my iPhone? Can I come back at a different time?" It was just no. And it was strange because we had such good service from the crew up till then. And it kind of just did a 180, and the attitude just completely changed on us immediately. So our first reaction was that we've been aimed at here. They know we've created a negative video before, and the kind of shutting us down and censoring us from creating another video, which was unfortunate.
To use an old movie reference, they turned into The Exorcist all of a sudden. One other piece of information that I think the listeners need to hear is, if I'm not mistaken, you guys were invited to come on an MSC cruise. I don't know if it was that ship, but to come on an MSC cruise at no charge, and you turned it down.
Yeah, so 1 week before we traveled on the MSC, so we were sent an email from the Geneva head office of MSC to invite us on an all expenses paid trip to Dubai, including flights, hotels, cruise in the yacht club, and any sort of reimbursement we required. But the catch was is that they would give us the title and the name of the video, and we would have to shoot exactly what they wanted us to shoot and show. So they would control the narrative of our video, which was kind of a hypocritical, that we were okay to film when they invited us, but we're not okay to film when we're not invited.
But that's also, just to clarify as well, that's not uncommon for brands to do that. We've had this with other brands before. We've been offered stuff, but obviously because they're inviting you, they then want a say in what you do and what content you put out. So it is actually a really common practice that we never agree to that, though. If we ever do work with a brand, we always make sure that we can say and do what we want.
Yeah, so we will work with cruise brands. We work with quite a few who don't require any sort of filming schedules, any contracts. They're not telling us what to do, and they don't need approval of our video before it goes out. So we'll only work with cruise lines who give us the freedom. And to be fair, most of them do give us complete freedom if they do invite us on board.
So listeners, those of you who know anything about Ben and David, you know they turn down very generous but restrictive offers.
Yeah, and we get offers every single day of the week. So we get about 10 offers a week from different cruise lines, different types of holidays, flights, hotels, and we 99% turn them down, because most of them involve a big contract basically saying we won't say anything negative, we will do exactly what you want us to do, and you will control all of our content. And we can't do that because we've got to be honest. Oh, everybody who watches our channel pays a lot of money for cruises, and it's kind of our duty to be critical of things that aren't right and say things that are really good as well at the same time. So just to be purely honest, really.
You got off and then, you know, kind of blew up in cruise news and in the blogosphere. Where do things stand now? And then we'll move on, because this has certainly been beat to death in the cruise media.
Yeah, so very, very quickly, MSC immediately reached out to us. So we hadn't contacted them yet. We were planning to contact them, but they reached out very, very quickly saying, oh my gosh, what's happened here? We're so sorry. We don't know what's happened. And basically it's all been resolved now, which is great. They've profusely apologized for what happened, because anybody who watches our channel knows that we really, really stay under the radar. We're very respectful of other cruisers and other people on vacation. We don't want to ruin anybody's holiday. We don't want to stick cameras in their faces. We never intentionally film anybody on, it's just people in the background who you can't really make out. So we are as respectful as possible. But basically, they've said that it was an incident with a few crew members on board the ship, took things into their own hands and kind of really messed up, and they were very disappointed. And in return, they're going to do a brand new training scheme fleet-wide for all of their crew about how to deal with situations correctly like this. And they've also invited us to Geneva as well to come up with a brand new policy for filming on board, just to make things as comfortable as possible for passengers, crew, and to still be able to have creators create content, even if they're not invited by MSC, just to make everybody happy, really. And that's something that we really want to do, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's actually more helpful to us, because it helps us know when we can film and where we can film. And like Ben said, we don't want to encroach on anybody's vacation time. So having these rules in place is better for us and better for the crew, because then you know where you stand and you can then go on board being confident that, yeah, you can show off this experience, but you just stay within the rules, really.
Yeah, and we still expect the rules to be quite free for creators to create content, because the worst thing that they could do is continue to censor people from filming. Because everybody has the camera now. It's not just creators like us. It's every single person has an iPhone or an Android phone, and they're filming and taking pictures. So if they stop us, really, they have to stop everybody, because people post on big Facebook groups, people post on YouTube. So yeah, so it's the rules definitely need updating. I mean, at the moment, there was really no rules about what to do. I think this was the problem. But times have changed now, and everybody has a camera, everybody has a microphone, everybody has a lens pointing at something. So the rules definitely do need updating.
So the last word on MSC, I know that you're going to kind of counsel them or help them put together a policy, but will we see Ben and David on an MS vessel in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really pleased with how they've dealt with the situation, the fact that they've taken it so seriously. And I forgot to say, they offered us a full refund back as well, which we took. which we thought was sort of appropriate because we had to leave our cruise because we felt so uncomfortable. But yeah, we'd never say never that we would move back on an MSC cruise. And now, especially that where we feel a little bit more confident if there is a policy in place that we're not just going to be suddenly stopped from filming.
Yeah, we did actually have a cruise booked in the future. We never did cancel that, and that is still booked. So we'll see if we keep that booking and try out MSC again.
Okay. Well, which ship is that, David?
So that was on their new luxury cruise line. And so we're interested to see what that has to offer compared to the mainstream cruise line.
What is it called?
Explorer Journey.
Okay. So
it's their brand new cruise brand.
That's not out yet, right?
No, it is out, yeah. So their first ship is already sailing. It's called Explorer One. And then their new ship will be coming, I think, later this year. So we're going to try and get on that in August, maybe, this year, if everything goes well. Because they've said they'd like to have us on board, and we've already booked and paid for that. So,
let's talk about the other big new cruise news of 2024, one of the biggest, well, literally and figuratively, the biggest ship launch of 2024 was Royal Caribbean Icon of the Seas. So give us all a scoop. What were your impressions?
Well, I mean, wow. If any cruise line knows how to do an inaugural cruise, it is Royal Caribbean, because nobody even comes close to the amount of celebrations and hype that they put around their new ships. And I think every single person knew about the ship in the world, not just the cruise world. And so we were really excited, and I don't think it disappointed at all. It was a great, great experience. The ship itself is just insanely massive. It felt big. I know it's physically not that much bigger than some of their other ships, but it just felt huge, the new layout.
I mean, the Icon of the Seas is an amazing ship. And like David says, I really wasn't disappointed. Obviously, it's not for everybody. It really is a family ship, a ship for young people who want to have fun. And there's lots of things for children on board. So I think it's really aimed at them, mainly with lots of the kids' zones. But she's just fantastic. She's got so many different venues. She's got the ice arena, and the shows in there were amazing. She's got an incredible show in the Aquadome, which is very similar to the Aqua Theatre on their older ships. And then she's got some amazing theatre shows as well, including The Wizard of Oz, which was just amazing. The effects in that show were absolutely fantastic. But she's insane. She's just absolutely massive. She's got about 20 different restaurants and bars, and there's just stuff everywhere. She's an insane ship, and it really is an evolution for Royal Caribbean, but it all does come at a price. She's definitely the most expensive ship from Royal Caribbean. Lots of the prices on board are at least double of their other ships, but you are paying for a brand new experience. And yeah, she was really fantastic. Not for everybody, like I said, but just a great ship overall.
You know, I've had several creators on who have, and we've had conversation about Icon. I feel like I know the ship, even though, you know, I haven't been. What would you say was your favorite thing about Icon? And what is the thing perhaps bothered you? And I'll bet you, I'm going to guess, that what bothered you is the same thing that kind of bugs me, even though I haven't been on it. So what's your highlight?
Oh, so for me, I think the highlight was the entertainment overall. I know Ben just mentioned it, but The Wizard of Oz was a really fantastic production. The ice arena itself as well, the technology they're using in there is just incredible. And the dive show as well is really good as well. So for me, it really was the entertainment that was the highlight for me. Ben?
Yeah, that and the food. I think lots of the food places were great. They had lots of quick service food areas in the Aquadome, like the Aquadome Market, and they were included, which was really, really good. But when it comes to sort of disappointments, I think the main thing for me would be that some of the venues were a little bit too small, I think. So places like the Schooner Bar, the Bolero's Bar, the Dueling Piano Bar, for such a huge ship with a capacity of over 7,200 passengers. some of these bars would only hold maybe 50, 60 people. And our cruise was very quiet, like we mentioned in our video a few times. We only had just over 4,000 people on board, just because it was the first cruise. And even then, those areas would get very busy. So on a very busy cruise, we would expect long lines, long waits, and not being able to get into places.
Another thing as well was the noise bleed from each of the venues was a bit strange, because all the venues are open plan. When you're sat in Boleros, you can hear the music from the other bars. So that was one little thing that I didn't like about the ship, really.
Yeah, I have a show coming up that's going to talk like a bar crawl of the Icon. And I suspect that they're going to point that out, because I know, I watched a video of this particular creator, and he was saying their licensing fees for music must be crazy high, because there was music everywhere, and it, as you kind of just alluded to, it kind of conflicted with each other.
Yeah, definitely. So you would have two bars opposite each other. Say the Boleros bar would be playing some kind of like Latin music. Then opposite, you would have the Schooner bar with somebody on the piano, and you basically could hear both types of music, live bands, two live bands in both. It was bizarre, yeah. And we actually asked a few people this, and they said Royal Caribbean are doing it on purpose to make things seem more exciting, but it was often a bit weird, really, because you were sat in one bar and you could hear two types of music, and it was a bit weird. Yeah, very strange decision to do that, because unlike a lot of the other ships with Royal Caribbean, all of these venues on the Royal Promenade are very, very open plan, so there are no doors or entrances. They're just kind of on the promenade and very opened up. So yeah, it just caused a little bit of an issue.
What I thought you might say as far as low points, and maybe, you know, maybe this is frivolous, but for me, I would be attracted by their, apparently they have like a milkshake bar. I'm a sucker for milkshakes, but they don't include it in the drink package. Come on!
Milkshake gate has arisen again, yeah. And also they're not very good. So we did actually try one of them, the very expensive milkshakes, but they weren't very good, unfortunately.
Yeah, they're just ridiculous. I mean, these milkshakes were priced for $20 and then plus tax. And these are milkshakes, basically, that used to be included on the other ships. Yeah, so you could buy one of the really expensive premium drinks packages, and you still had to pay for a blooming milkshake, which was ridiculous. And this would probably be our second negative, was all of the upcharges, because there was a lot of upcharges on Icon, especially because she was very expensive to get on board as well. So you were paying double the price of a normal cruise, and then once you were on board, you were expected to pay a lot of money for restaurants, extra food, extra treats, like the milkshake. But yeah, it's just one of those things, isn't it? They're just trying to make as much money as they can.
I think I remember in your video the ridiculous price they were charging for, it's called the Crown's Edge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, they did amend that price. So I think they went in with a ridiculously high price, and I'm guessing nobody booked. So they actually did lower the price. So, you know, if people don't pay it, they will listen, I guess, won't they?
Yeah, because that's kind of, the Crown's Edge is very similar to a ropes course on other cruise ships. Now, most other cruise ships, that's completely complimentary and included in the price of your cruise. But Royal Caribbean at first were charging up to $100, and it's about a 20-second thing. So it was reasonably expensive, yeah.
Yep. So you guys cruise all the time. Catch us up on any cruising you've done since last being on the Jour of Cruising. I guess it was last. Have you done anything other than Icon and World Europa?
Oh, gosh. So, yeah, Icon, World Europa. We did Virgin Voyages cruise. It did an Oasis cruise with your family. It was their first ever time cruising. So first time cruisers. So that was interesting. And then we also did a cruise in a ridiculous suite on an older Norwegian ship, and we got a crazy bargain price for that, and it was a very last minute booking, and we ended up in a 3-bedroom grand suite with a private hot tub and grand piano in the room. It was insane.
Yeah, we were very lucky. That was on the Norwegian Dawn, on a week cruise around the Middle East. Some of my family live in Dubai, so we got a last minute cruise. And we ended up on the biggest suite at sea. So it's the biggest cruise ship suite in the world. It was insane. And we got it for the most incredible price of, there were six of us, and we paid $1,000 each for a week. And it was, it must have been a cancellation. And it was just incredible.
Now that was the one, it was your little nephew was on there, right?
Yeah, so we had our two nephews with us and my brother and his wife, and it was just amazing. It was such a lovely family vacation, but we had a butler, a concierge. It was nuts. We were treated like royalty. It was a crazy cruise.
It was.
Now, what ship was that?
So that was on the Norwegian Dawn.
Dawn, okay, okay. And yeah. And you said Virgin, which Virgin did you go on?
So we went on the, which one was it?
Resilient.
The Resilient Lady.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, and that was a Greek cruise.
I can't hear enough about Virgin because I'm going on my first, well, I'll say it, it's cliche now, but I'm a Virgin on Virgin. So I'm going on my Virgin Voyages cruise. I like to say in a couple of weeks. It's still about 4 weeks away, 5 weeks away. But I tell people in a couple of weeks. If I wish it hard enough, it'll get here faster.
Yeah, you'll love
so,
it.
You know, I've heard so many things about Virgin, so I won't ask you to give us all of the specifics. But just give me. One item I should try, drink-wise and food-wise. Let me just add that to my list on Virgin.
Yeah, with the food, I mean, they have sort of four or five restaurants, which are all specialty dining quality. And my tip is to do them all. Make sure you book them all nice and early as soon as you can on the Virgin app, because times do go quickly. They're all complimentary, but just get them booked as quickly as you can, because they're all amazing. The Mexican, the Italian, the Korean barbecue, you've got Razzle Dazzle, which is a really cool restaurant, and then the Test Kitchen as well with some really funky food. But yeah, you've got to try all of the food. It's just fantastic. Eat as much as you can.
Now, one thing I hear that there is an upcharge for, this might appeal to you guys being from UK, is the afternoon tea. Did you try that?
Yeah, we did actually try the afternoon tea, and unfortunately, we were a little bit disappointed.
It wasn't bad. Yeah. It wasn't great.
Yeah, being from the UK, we do love our afternoon tea, and the upcharge, it is quite small, especially when you do compare it to other cruise lines' upcharges. So there is upcharges on Virgin, but they are all quite small, which is quite nice, really. But one thing we did do, which isn't on all the ships yet, is the dinner show, which was brilliant, and we thought that was fantastic value as well, and that was a really nice experience, and that's hosted in the Manor. It's currently on the Resilient. I'm not sure if it's going to be rolled out to the other ships just yet, but yeah, that was a great experience.
I know on Scarlet Lady, which is what I'm going on, they have a new dinner show. It's called, I think it's called LOL. Is that the one that you are on or not?
No, it was something about a rose, wasn't it?
So the
Another Rose.
Yeah, the show that we saw was called Another Rose. I think it must be a very similar experience here. Yeah. It's hosted in the Manor. It's really interactive. The food was great and plenty of drinks as well.
Yeah, they were all included, which was great. So there was unlimited Prosecco, and you had a cocktail with every course, and that was all included, and it was very good value.
Wow. Yeah, this LOL dinner show, I don't know the composition of it, except that I hear that it includes three comedians, which I love stand-up comedy on a cruise ship. And I remember when Virgin Voyages kind of first started, comedy wasn't a thing, at least not in the same sense as other cruise lines, you know, with a stand-up comedian, but changing that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the entertainment's great on board as well. You've got to check out the Misbehave show as well, which is absolutely hysterical. It's so, so much fun. It's like a game show held by a few people, and it's like nothing else on any other ship. It's very, very funny.
So Misbehave show. So that's probably on each of the ships, right? That's not just something.
I think it's on quite a few of them now, yeah, but it's a great show. But whatever entertainment's on the ship, because it does vary a little bit from ship to ship, it's all great. It's all very different. All very fresh, but it's very good. Some really talented performers on every ship.
Now, do you guys still get the, because I know you've been on Virgin several times, you still get dressed up for, what's it, Scarlet Night?
We always wear a little splash of red, don't we? Nothing too much, but, you know, maybe just a splash of red in our trainers or our top or something like that. So, yeah, we do like Scarlet Night. And every time we've done it, we've had a very different experience. Sometimes we're a bit less involved, whereas other times we really throw ourselves into it, which is what we did on the most recent one, and just had a completely different experience to what we've had other Scarlet Nights. So that's what's quite nice about it, is not every person has the same experience.
So what upcoming cruises do you have planned?
So our next cruise is on the brand new Sun Princess, which we're looking forward to. So that's a brand new type of ship from Princess Cruises. So we're really looking forward to that. We were booked on the inaugural cruise, but it was cancelled for a few weeks because the ship wasn't ready. This is something that often happens, and we kind of tell people not to do inaugurals if they can avoid it. I mean, they are exciting cruises. It's the first ever cruise of a new ship, but they usually come with a few problems, or lots of things are not ready, or the ship's delayed. But yeah, we're looking forward to getting on that brand new type of ship.
What, so when do you get on?
Oh, it's next week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been reading a lot of early reviews. In fact, I had I did have a creator who was on the inaugural Holidays at Sea, and that episode is doing very well. Unfortunately, I'm booked on Sun Princess, but it's not until April of 25. So what else you got?
So we've got quite a few cruises booked this year. So we're going to be on the inaugural cruise of the brand new Utopia of the Sea. So that's Royal Caribbean's new Oasis class ship. We're also booked on the first cruise to Lighthouse Point. So that's Disney Cruise Line's brand new island in the Bahamas. So we're going to be on the first ever cruise to that on the Disney Magic cruise ship. So we're looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, and we're going to be trying new cruise lines for us. So we're actually going to be trying Cunard for the first time. Lots and lots of people ask us about it. It's something we've never done before. So we're going to be doing the classic Southampton to New York crossing, which we're really looking forward to.
Yeah, it's going to be very posh. And then later on in the year, we're going to be heading down to Australia and Asia and New Zealand for the first ever time as well. And we're going to be doing a few cruises around Australia through to New Zealand, taking one from Dubai to Singapore. So lots of exciting new ships and lots of exciting content on the way.
Now that Cunard cruise, is that on Queen Anne?
No, so we're actually going on the Queen Anne for a night, for her sort of a celebration night in Southampton. But our cruise across the Atlantic is going to be on the Queen Mary 2, which is the world's only ocean liner. So she's been built to just cross the Atlantic, which is really cool. So we're very excited to try that, and it's going to be something very new.
Next year, I have a cruise. My first cruise from Southampton goes to Norway. So, you know, we have to fly over. And so lately, I've been hinting to my wife that, you know, airfares are so high that maybe what we should do is take a transatlantic over to England on Queen Anne or Queen Mary. And she just kind of gives me the side eye.
That's exactly what we did. That was the reason we did it as well, because we checked out flights over to Miami, because we've got a few cruises from Miami shortly after that cruise. And it wasn't much of a price difference to go on a cruise, and we get a lovely bed, and we're not going to be jet lagged because it's going to be a slow journey. It's going to be a week over the Atlantic. So that's the exact reason we chose to do that cruise, just because it's just as cheap as taking
a flight. Well, that'll be some additional ammunition, because I'm definitely going to keep pushing on that. We don't cruise from Southampton until next fall. And that idea that I have might come to fruition. So what have you added anything to your bucket list since we last spoke?
I don't think we've added anything, but we're certainly starting to tick a few things off. Like Ben said, cruising down under, so Australia, New Zealand, and more of Asia, and doing some more unique cruises and unique itineraries. That's what we're looking forward to doing.
Yeah, we're just trying to add as much fun stuff and different stuff to sort of keep our content fresh and sort of new and exciting.
So promote Cruise with Ben and David. What are you working on now at the channel? Just getting your videos up?
So you can find us on YouTube. So if you just search Cruise with Ben and David / Cruise with as is the URL. And we upload every single Sunday. And we just share our adventure every single week and bring you 45 minutes to an hour of fun every week on cruises. And then what else we've got planned? We've got our first ever group cruise coming up. So we're planning for that. We're really happy that's fully booked now, and it's going to be amazing. We're really happy with the response we got from that. So we're really looking forward to it. That's later in.
What are the details? What ship and when?
So our group cruise is in June on the Valiant Lady with Virgin Voyages from Miami. Yeah, so it's sold out within a day, which we're really excited about. And we can't wait to have a fun time with lots of our viewers.
Great. Before we let you go, a couple of light questions. I know that you've been here before, so I won't necessarily ask you the same exact ones. I know I asked you last time about your favorite cruise drinks and food. Have you discovered anything new you want to recommend to me and the listeners?
Thinking of things that we've ate and drink. We drink so much and eat so much on cruise ships. I can't remember what we ate, Blumen, last week, can you? What have we had that's good lately?
Well, I'm going to say on MSC, the Brasserie.
The Brasserie,
however you say it. It's the additional restaurant, the new restaurant they've included for yacht club members. That was really good. We were very, very impressed with that. And in particular, the garlic bread, which came and it could have fed a small family of 12 because it was gigantic. We were impressed with that.
Yeah, I had an amazing dessert as well on Norwegian Cruise Line. It was sort of like a banana, banoffee pie kind of thing, and it was served in a glass and it was blooming delicious. It had salted caramel, bananas, custard, bits of cake in there. It was absolutely blooming delicious, and that was in the main restaurant. But yeah, it's always fun trying all of this new cruise food and these new drinks.
Any new unforgettable or funniest or embarrassing stories other than the MSC saga, anything new? You haven't pulled up next to any ships and walked out in your boxers, have you?
No, not again.
No, if we've learned from that one. I think Icon of the Seas has been the highlight so far. Because everybody on there was just so excited and passionate, and we got to meet so many other bloggers and viewers as well. It really was an amazing experience that week. Just meeting everybody was really, really cool.
Yeah, it was really fantastic. We got to meet so many subscribers, so many other creators, especially from the USA, which is really fantastic. And it was just a lovely cruise. It was a complete whirlwind. It was so overwhelming just because everything around us was new. Everybody was so excited. It was just such a fantastic experience.
You have a huge following, one of the biggest followings in the cruise world. So welcome to the many Cruise with Ben and David fans listening. So that your fans and my listeners can get to know you better, let me ask a few questions that I ask repeat guests, sort of a rapid fire style. So tell our listeners and your fans, what's playing these days in your Bluetooth speaker or headphones or however you consume music?
Oh my gosh, I'm going to sound like such a geek, but because we went to Disney World a few months ago between cruises, I've just been listening to parade music. It sounds really geeky, but it's so great. So I've been listening to all of the parades, especially the Magic Happens parade from Disneyland in California. So I really want to get over there and sort of see it in person. But yeah, lots of Disney on repeat, which is just terrible. It's so geeky.
I'm a tall pop geek, so Dua Lipa's currently rotating on my speaker, and there's a British artist called Romy, which I really like, and Jessie Ware, so yeah, anything pop for me.
Okay. What's the last live concert you attended?
Ooh, last live concert?
Excluding
cruise ships.
I think it'd be the Spice Girls.
I think it was the Spice Girls.
Just before the pandemic.
Yeah, so we saw the Spice Girls, which was amazing. Apart from Posh Spice, she wasn't there. She didn't bother to come. But yeah, apart from that, that was a fantastic concert. It was very, very good because they were like childhood icons. So we got to see them in person, which was fantastic. It was a great show.
Okay. Who's your favorite music artist of all time?
Oh, God. Well,
it's an easy one, isn't it, I think?
Is it?
Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, Kylie Minogue. Been a fan ever since I was a little kid.
Yeah, we both got tattoos of Kylie Minogue on our arms. We've got matching tattoos of Kylie Minogue, famous pop idol and Australian singer.
Who's your favourite actor, actress?
Oh, I can name yours.
Yeah, I bet you go and see if you know it.
Sandra Bullock.
Yes, Sandra Bullock's my favourite. I love her.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Oh yeah, Whoopi's amazing, yeah.
Well, you might have just answered the last question. What's your favourite movie of all time?
One of our favourite films, Sister Act.
Sister Act is our favourite film. Yeah,
it's amazing.
Oh, so I'm going to choose Sister Act for mine.
Well, I love Sister Act, but I really like sci-fi. So I think my favourite movie of all time is probably Interstellar. So Christopher Nolan. Oh, absolutely.
All right. Well, Ben and David, thank you for coming back on the Joy of Cruising podcast, and all the best to Cruise with Ben and David. We'll find a reason. We definitely will have you back. I can assure you that. Back on the podcast to get your thoughts about new ships and developments in cruising, if you will be so kind as to join us again.
Yeah, thank you so much, Paul, for having us back. It's a joy to be back on the Joy of Cruising podcast, and we'll definitely be back for sure. We love being on and talking to you. It's been great.
Yeah, lovely to catch up with you again. Thank you for having us.
All righty. Well, all the best to Cruise with Ben and David, and as I like to say, we'll see you on the ocean.
See you later.
The Joy of Cruising and Cruising Interrupted, each $16.99 plus shipping, and new release, The Joy of Cruising Again, for $18.99, can be ordered at the link on thejoyofcruisingpodcast.com. For each of the three books, use the discount code JoyofCruisingPodcast and get $4 off. The Joy of Cruising books are also available at Amazon. Order the ebook at Amazon or your favorite online retailer. Stay in touch by joining the Joy of Cruising Podcast Facebook group or following the Joy of Cruising Podcast on Instagram. We're constantly adding new shows. Please leave a review and tell a friend about us. We hope you enjoyed this brief escape to the ocean. See you next week.